proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Today I'd like to share with you another Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. We all struggle at times with knowing exactly what to do in difficult situations. God provided the children of Israel with two forms of guidance that He also gives to us today if we are truly seeking His will. The first form of guidance from God for Israel was to follow the cloud. In the Torah portion from Numbers 10, Israel finally departs from Mount Sinai where they have been in camp for at least a year while they have been receiving the law and while they made the tabernacle in its furnishings. Just prior to their departure, God gave them specific instructions about the two types of guidance that He would use to direct the children of Israel to Canaan. First, in Numbers chapter 9, He spoke of the cloud, or Anan. The Hebrew word Anan occurs in the Hebrew Bible 141 times, and although it refers to a literal cloud in the sky, this cloud is very often God's presence, as in the case here in Numbers chapter 9. The second form of guidance that God gave to Israel was for them to listen for the trumpet. The pillar of cloud was awe-inspiring, I am sure, but God had an audio form of guidance in the two silver trumpets. The English word trumpet occurs 104 times in the King James. In verse 44 of those occurrences, the underlying Hebrew word is shofar, which is a ram's horn. However, here in Numbers chapter 10, the Hebrew word speaks of these two silver trumpets that God was to use for the calling of the assembly and for the journeying of the camps. The Hebrew word katsotra really means trumpet. Verses 1 through 10 give us specific rules for the blowing of the trumpets and sounding the alarm so the people would know what to do when they heard different blasts from the trumpet. I imagine in such a large group of people, perhaps some were blind and could not see the cloud, but they could hear the trumpets. Maybe some were deaf and could not hear the trumpets, but they could see the cloud. God provided ample guidance for Israel on their journey to Canaan. After all, His goal was for their safe arrival. Basically, God's guidance could be divided into two categories: things that could be seen, such as the cloud, and things that could be heard, such as the trumpets. I think God continues to guide us in these basic ways. The thing which can be heard, of course, is God's Word. The thing which can be seen are the circumstances in our life. God will use both to guide us along the right path if we are listening to His voice and looking for His fingerprints. The prophet Isaiah refers to God's action among His people in Isaiah 30, verse 21. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand, and when ye turn to the left. Today's passage in Numbers is clear that when the cloud rested, the people were to rest, and when the cloud moved, the people were to move. Of course, the cloud was resting not because God was in any way tired, but because God wanted the people to rest. The acacia trees that were scattered in the desert were often good places to rest and stop. It is comforting to know that God knows when we need rest. Also, sometimes God causes us to stop and rest so we can have time to meditate on Him. When we are very busy with activities, we don't have the proper time to meditate upon Him, and so He calls for us to halt our activities. God always set the pace for the children of Israel's journeys in the desert, and He inserted the necessary rest stops along the way. And so today, God guides those who seek to follow Him. God sets the pace for our earthly journey and inserts rest stops along the way. We close with the words of Isaiah, chapter 58, verse 11. And the Lord God shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. These are deep, precious words for us. This has been another Hebrew Nugget. You can listen to this program or any of our other archive programs at our website, ibjm.org. So with that, remember to pray for the ministry of IBJM, and as always, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, contact us at 423-876-8150, or you may go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.